To travel in the Amazon is to experience a world like no other, with unique sights, sounds, and smells that change from hour to hour and minute to minute. This is a highlight from our conversation with activist and filmmaker Céline Cousteau, who joined us here on Well Traveled with AAA to talk about travel, advocacy, and her extensive time in the Amazon. You've spent months on end in the Amazon, not an experience that most people get to have. Could you tell us a little bit more about what that's like?
Sure. Well, I've typically gone for about 2 to 3 weeks at a time, and since I was nine. So over the course of many years, and they've all been different experiences. Traveling on a boat, you obviously, your point of view is going to be from the windows of your cabin. So you have very much a view from the river into the jungle. Being able to actually walk in the jungle is an all-encompassing feeling. First of all, you quiet your voice because there aren't a lot of noises in the jungle. And as soon as you start quieting your voice, you realize there's a lot of small noises. There's some loud noises, but there's not this continuous thing of human chatter. You really start to be much more sensitive to all your senses. The earth below you, did it rain the day before? Is it squishy? If it is, if it rained the day before, it's going to have a different smell, that really deep earthen smell. There's no pollution out there, right? So all of those smells are coming from the mushrooms, the earth, the rotting leaves, the trees, the dew, the smell. All of that is just, you just start really being sensitive to it. And then sound. So being able to hear individual sounds, being able to just stop and hear which direction that monkey is calling from. And then if you have a wildlife guide, understanding what it means. Right, because it's conversation. These monkeys are having conversation across the way. One of the most amazing things is waking up in the morning. You know, it's 5 a.m. The forest starts to wake up, and you start to hear the howler monkeys calling. And so the male howler monkey will make this deep kind of grunting sound, and then you'll hear a responding call from a different area of the same kind of deep grunting sound from another male. And they're basically telling each other, hey, we're waking up over here. Oh, okay, well, we're waking up over here. They're avoiding conflict. They're telling each other where their territory is that morning so they don't get into fights. And then the day's waking up this way, and then the birds wake up, the bats are coming home. Like, the day begins and the night crawlers are going to sleep and the day dwellers are waking up. And it's just, there's a natural biorhythm that happens if you're really, now I'm talking about sleeping in the jungle, or whether you're camping or even in a lodge. Your own biorhythm starts to become in tune with the environment around you. I just think every now and then we need to go for a walk in the woods or a swim in the ocean.
Social responsibility has always been a core value at AAA. For expert advice on exploring our world and making a difference in the process, work with a trusted AAA travel consultant to access exclusive member benefits. Visit AAA.com/travel for more information. Welcome back to Well Traveled with AAA. I'm here with filmmaker, storyteller, and spokesperson Céline Cousteau. It's one of the most hallucinatory experiences I've had in the Amazon is watching as a bunch of parrots and macaws congregate and descend onto a clay lick. I wonder if you've ever had that experience and want to talk about it at all.
Yeah, no, I love that. The macaws are pretty amazing. Huh? It's that sort of quintessential Amazon bird. You think about just the colors flying by, the mating for life, all of the things you see on those big documentary films. We did get to see a clay lick. Unfortunately, it was not the season, but we were also in an area. This is now just a completely different story, but it was at a clay lick, and we were there overnight. We didn't end up seeing any animals actually come to the clay lick, but because we were at a scientific research station and one of the scientists had collared a jaguar, we found out that we were within less than a mile of a jaguar near that clay lick where we were sitting and waiting. And it came, you know, a pass somewhat behind us, not in any kind of danger zone, but they had been doing a surveillance. And when we came back to the research station, they said, oh, you guys were at the clay lick. Oh, there's a jaguar there. And you realize, you're like, wow, I'm looking at the clay lick waiting for something to come, and somewhere behind me was a jaguar. So although I never saw it, that remains my clay lick experience.
This was just a sample of our longer interview with Céline Cousteau, which you can find on the Well-Traveled with AAA feed on iTunes and Spotify.